So how does Guy Logsdon, your father, come to Oklahoma?
He was playing the fiddle by the time he was 6 years old. My daddy was a tremendous musician, entertainer, deluxe, tremendous salesman. 1912, most of the family had already come up to Ada. Something brought all of them to Ada. My daddy came up 1912 because he said if he stayed in Texas, he would have to marry a cousin. And I have enjoyed telling people through the years that's what's wrong with Texas today. It's made a lot of Texan friends mad at me. But anyway, his sister, an older sister, did marry a cousin, so it was not something false. They said, you're going to go to Oklahoma and marry an Indian squaw. And when he took my mother back to Texas to meet his Texas relatives, he said, don't you dare tell anyone that you're part Indian. Well, hell, you didn't have to. You looked at my mother and you knew that she was of Indian descent. She wasn't full blood by any means, but of Indian descent.
And again, which nation?
Cherokee. And she was extremely proud, and she traced all of that back. In her genealogical studies, this is a woman whose mother died giving birth to her, and her father died when she was 9. She knew very little, but she did a tremendous amount of genealogical research, and she was convinced that her great-great-grandmother was a sister to Stan Waite in the Cherokee Nation. But I don't know if that's true or not. But when I was growing up, not many said, yeah, I'm part Indian. For some reason or other, the youngest of 5, I don't know why, I guess I knew it, and it didn't make any difference to me. But my number 3 sister was teaching school in Wyoming. One night the phone rang and I was there. My sister said, his mother, I said, well, no, she's busy. She said, some woman up here asked me what tribe I'm from, what Indian I am. Ask mother. So I went in. She said, yeah, we're Cherokee. I went back and said, Bobby, we're part Cherokee. Ever since then, there's been no problem. But in those days, you didn't admit you were part Indian. But now it's a different ballgame. Everyone wants to be because they think they'll get some money. But my grandfather refused to sign the roll, so by federal law now, I'm no longer part Cherokee, but I am, and I'm proud of it.
A little bit about why they didn't want to admit that they were Cherokee or Indian of any descent.
You have to go back and say, okay, when blacks were slaves of the 5 civilized tribes, and they brought them into Oklahoma, or Indian territory at that time, many thought that if you were part Indian, you had black in you. You were also part black. But it had to do with the same concept of shame or embarrassment, whatever you want to call it. You wouldn't say, yes, my great-great-grandfather was a black slave if you're out living a white man's life. It was the same with Indians. In fact, the first missionaries who came into what is now Oklahoma, yes, there were some French up in the northern part, but the first was Union Mission, about 30 miles north of Muskogee up the Grand River. In those days, this was considered foreign missionary work. Any missionary who came into Indian territory was considered to be a member of the foreign missionary organization. And they considered coming into Indian territory going into black country. It's hard to believe, but I've read the stories and the background. But then bit by bit, it changed with the 5 civilized tribes coming in. That changed attitudes, but there was a tremendous, tremendous fear through the years. And there are people today, I guess, who wouldn't want to admit they're part Indian, but I'm proud of it. But that's sort of our background in Oklahoma.